Penguin Audio presents Lucid by Ron Bass and Adrian Stoltz. Read by Jessica DeChico and Emma Galvin.
Chapter 1. Maggie. Right now, I'm Maggie. Actually, Sloane Margaret Jameson. But I've been Maggie since that afternoon when my kindergarten teacher called my mom, Nicole, to tell her that Sloane punched Devin Cruikshank in the mouth. When confronted, I readily confirmed that Sloane had indeed done that, despite the fact that I had warned her not to and was completely disapproving of her antisocial behavior. Although if anyone ever deserved a punch in the mouth, Devin Cruikshank makes my lifetime top 10. Nicole said she didn't know there were two Sloanes in my class. I informed her that Sloane was my usual invisible best friend, who often mischievously appeared to get me in trouble. My name, as of that day and forever after, was exclusively Maggie. And for all my reservations about Nicole's parenting skills, she totally went along with this like a little lamb. Among these reservations is the fact that Nicole is rarely around to do any parenting at all. This was less of a problem when my dad was living with us. Despite his dedication to the short stories he wrote and the students he taught at Columbia, he never once failed to show up for whatever my sister, Jade, or I needed. Nicole tries her best, but as a mid-level editor at Elle with a spectacular bitch as a boss and no control over her schedule, it gets hard. My schedule, meanwhile, is unpredictable. I don't go to school so that I can be free to go to auditions, which explains why at 11:34 on a Tuesday morning, I'm lying on the floor of our West Village apartment, alone, of course, listening to the...